This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health Time again. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his perch down in Mount Dora, Florida at Lake Cardiology. That's the name of his clinic. He's a practiced, well-rehearsed. When you talk about practicing medicine, Ken's been practicing for a long time, so he should have it right. And his patients will tell you that he does. He has a strong following in Central Florida and actually from all around the country. I'll tell you how to get in touch with him later on if you want to have maybe a telemedicine connection. Boy, has that changed in the world of medicine. How many people are using that? And we certainly have talked about that. But I wonder, Ken, as we get started with our usual sort of COVID report, how can or would telemedicine play into treatment? You got to physically be tested and you have to physically do things that it would seem to me would make doing telemedicine in that circumstance not possible.
Well,
not
telehealth is actually very helpful with COVID-19 because you want to, as a provider, as a physician, make the right decision on what to do with the patient. The big question with a COVID-19 patient is, do they just stay home or do they need to go to the emergency room? And the COVID-19 patient doesn't go to the doctor's office, and that's the key. And that's where the decision is very helpful with the telehealth. And there are questions that one asks, but, you know, doctors have a term, how does he or she eyeball? And that means, what do they look like? And often the seasoned physician provider can look at a patient and tell how they're doing. And that video really helps. If you don't have an oxygen saturation device at home, and if you don't have other equipment, diagnostic equipment at home, and usually you don't, usually you just are able to talk to the patient, look at the patient, and then make an assessment how severe they are. Can they stay home or do they need to go to the emergency room?
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's telling in and of itself. Yes, as you might expect, our portion of this Good Day Health weekend with Ken is a focus on the COVID patients, what they're doing, the research that's being done, how it's being treated, how it's changing our lives, is it going away, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed that the government has agreed to buy 100 million doses of this Pfizer vaccine being done by a company called BioNTech, B-I-O-N, Tech, 600 million doses down the road is what they want to do. They're going to spend $2 billion for it. So why isn't this something? I guess I wonder about the process here, Ken. You can help us with that. Why does the government have to buy it? Why can't the drug chain, CVS and Walmart, whoever, Walgreens, buy it to be sold? What is this, an extra step? The government buys it and then they sell it to the drugstores? What is this
about? It's just a huge incentive to move it along rapidly, because this is a very expensive process and it's never been done this rapidly before, and it's going to happen. Because I'm going to predict that we have a single safe an effective vaccine before the year end, and then by springtime, anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one. And we've never produced a vaccine this quickly, and these are the tools we're using to incentivize and to give them the capital they need to do this.
Well, but doesn't that beg the question that's come from so many about the mutation of this disease?
Well, we don't know that. We really don't know whether it's mutated. I mean,
I looked at some stuff. It looks pretty obvious. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And if you say that, then I'll take note of it. But I've seen a number of reports suggesting it's mutated many times. It's nowhere near as potent now as it was before.
Well, whether it's not as near as potent as it was before is a sampling issue. I mean, we're just sampling so many more people. And whether it's mutated in any significant way is still a little bit of a controversy. Uh-huh. But the reason why it's more, we do know that it's so much less fatal than we originally thought it was.
Yeah.
And that's because, not so much that it's mutating, it's because we're sampling so many more people, and the denominator, we're much more clearer on who actually has the disease, and the disease, the virus itself, is so much more prevalent than we ever expected, because we're sampling and testing much more, so that we're getting closer to the true actual number of people with the disease,
mm-hmm.
which is much higher than we ever thought.
What number of people have it? Are you finding that with your patients that come into your clinic in Florida, that there are more people who don't know that they have it or don't think they have it that do have it when they come in for treatment, let's say for something else?
Well, I'm not seeing them in my own office, but especially in Southeast Florida, currently that's happening a lot. And around Orlando with the younger people, it's happening. But, yeah, I'm hearing stories and talking to families. I'm not seeing these patients myself, but I'm definitely hearing stories about people just, you know, for the heck of it, getting tested, and they've never had a symptom, and they're positive. And mm-hmm. that's the amazing thing. That's the most surprising thing to me about COVID-19 is the difference in severity of the same disease in different people. To this 10 to 15
Why? Our immune systems and everybody's immune system and systems... normal systems operate differently, right? If you've got a strong, isn't that one of the differentiations?
I have rarely ever seen a prevalent illness present itself in such severe, different severities than COVID-19, where some people will have, where most people, probably up to 80 to 85% of people, will have no symptoms, minimal, mild, maybe mild to moderate symptoms. They don't even know they were sick. Whereas this 10 to 15% of people have the worst, horrible, full body, head to toe, horrible illness that will kill them or cripple them or affect them forever. And so in this one single virus affects people so differently. That's what is most fascinating and interesting to me. And we still don't know yet why. We do know the risk factors for severe COVID-19, and they were just recently updated this week by the CDC, and we should all be aware of them.
All right, let's get to it in a matter of moments. A lot of things, pretty much the whole hour will be devoted to coverage of what's going on. I want to get to what appears to be a real problem in Florida. You addressed it, Southeast Florida, and the number of ICU beds that are available or not. Coming up next here on this week's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that Dr. Ken and most every other doctor will tell you, Jack Stockwell, the same thing, your doctor, one of the big components is your weight. If you have diabetes, you're overweight, you're not healthy, you become very susceptible, very likely to get COVID, much more so than the people who are at the proper weight, body mass index, that sort of thing. So another good reason for consideration of using the number one healthy weight loss product in the world, healthy weight loss product, I underscore healthy, because it's all natural. Calitrin doesn't have any stimulants, nothing that will get you all nerved up, doesn't have any drugs, so you can take it with any drug that you may be on. It is very simple, very smooth, very practical. It's the safest way to lose weight and to keep it off. And you don't have to keep buying this stuff. When you go to toploss.com, after you've been convinced, listening to me, that this is something that really makes sense for you and perhaps other members of your family, you go to Top Loss and you look at all of the hundreds of success stories that are there. You understand the science of how the doctor and the three nurses put all of this after the research, put this formula together, and why it's been working for well over 20 years for people all over the country and all over the world. This is a fabulous product. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Toploss.com is the website. Use the code DJV. No shipping charges. And for the summertime, there's an unlimited BOGO offer. Buy 3, 4, 10, 18, whatever it is, and you get an equal number with it without having to pay any more money. So it's BOGO 2 for the price of 1 at toploss.com. What a great incentive. What a great time for you to be losing the weight and keeping it off. Go to toploss.com. Purchase the product by using the code DJV.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higgin Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higgin Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen as we get right into it. Although I do want to go to Florida with you again, Ken, for a minute, because I saw there were no ICU beds available in 49 of the hospitals. I guess they're mostly south in Broward County, down in Dade County. Those are the areas you were talking about a minute ago where they have so many hospitalizations. So what can be done? What's your advice when it comes to trying to live, if people are listening down there, to live without getting this thing?
Well, you have to put this in perspective. Statewide, currently, there's 79% occupancy in intensive care unit beds, 79%. And usually these beds were close to near full because you can't afford to keep these expensive beds unfilled and just waiting around. So you don't usually build ICU beds and have them mothballed and just sitting around waiting to be used because you just can't afford that as a hospital facility. So usually your ICU beds, the number you have, the number of approved beds in an area of the state are approved so that they're running at about 70-80% capacity at all times. And there is turnover, and fortunately, there still are plenty of hospitals that have space, and this is being watched carefully. And, you know, I think that it was shown in New York, when you get close to capacity, the federal government's able to bring in pretty quickly extra capacity, and it's not there yet. They're watching it carefully, and they'll do as needed. And the key is wearing that mask. And if you're in a hot zone, especially, social distancing and keeping your hands off your face.
Yep. Sounds like it makes a lot of sense. Not that difficult to do. By the way, our Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken, the most recent one posted there now, begins, as most of our conversations do, talking about published information from the CDC, vaccines, and that sort of thing, and what Ken's conclusions are. Hear them every week. Podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Up next, what is there that can cut the death risk rate by 75%? Ken will explain that for you. His research is prominent, and up next on Good Day Health.
This
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Florida, you can reach out to him at his office for maybe some of that telemedicine we were talking about. 352-735-1400 is the way to be in touch with Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400 at Lake Cardiology. Okay, so what is it that's available that could cut the death risk rate by 75%?
Well, if you're unfortunate and get into the hospital with severe COVID-19 and into the intensive care unit, the big news is the use of steroids, dexamethasone. In a study just reported this week, it cut the death risk by 75%. Patients with a severe inflammation form. And the people who are at risk for this severe form, let me go over those risk factors because they were just updated this week by the CDC. And this is so important because these are the people who need to be isolated, not the rest of us. These are the people we need to really take care of because they're the ones at risk for the severe form of this COVID-19, the one that will get you into the hospital and the intensive care unit. And although we're doing better, you still have about a 40% chance of dying if you get into the intensive care unit, which is much better than it was 3 months ago, by the way. But the risk factors here, and we don't want any deaths, but the risk factors, chronic kidney disease, emphysema, that's COPD, people with lower immune health because of a solid organ transplant, obesity, that means a BMI greater than 30, serious heart conditions like heart failure and coronary artery disease, sickle cell disease, and type 2 diabetes.
Wow. So that's
and then anyone over, really, and then 65 to 70 over that age also is of concern, especially over age 70.
That's you and me.
That's not me.
Yeah, close, though. It's me. All right, next up in the research department, a professor at Yale has studied hydroxychloroquine. And what has he found?
All right, this is very important because hydroxychloroquine, this hasn't become medicine. This has become politics. It's terrible. It's awful. And this Yale epidemiology professor, MD, PhD, Dr. Harvey Risch, will say it. He articulates this clearly. He says it's all politics. He published in the International Journal of Infectious Diseases very recently the fact that if we release the hydroxychloroquine that the government has, that they stockpiled, we could save between 75,000 to 100,000 American lives. And he points out very clearly that COVID-19 is two diseases. The very early form, immediately after you're diagnosed, that's the form that responds very effectively to hydroxychloroquine. And then there's this late form that ends you up in the hospital, on the ventilator, severe COVID-19. At that point, it's too late for the hydroxychloroquine to be effective. At that point, you're looking at things like dexamethasone, the steroids we just talked about, the remdesivir, and the convalescent plasma.
Dr. Fauci says he doesn't see us eradicating the virus. Is there a time on that? Because, what, there have been 915,000 new cases this week in America. And, again, whether they're severe or not, it remains to be seen whether or not this thing can be pushed out. There's some people who say it's going to be around forever, like the common cold.
Well,
what do you think?
You have to differentiate between eradicating the virus and eradicating disease. Because the virus is going to be there, but once we get successful treatments, which we have pretty good ones, and once we get a good vaccine, then the virus will be around just like polio's around, but we have an effective vaccine.
So then maybe we need to be rethinking opening all businesses up again, opening schools, that kind of stuff. Let's talk about that as we continue in the next half hour of this week's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago are down after crews removed them in the middle of the night. A group of protesters were there watching and cheering as they removed the controversial statue in Grant Park with a crane. A second Columbus statue in Arago Park was taken down a little bit later. The removals following reports yesterday that Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot was planning to get rid of those statues. A week-long celebration of the life of the late Congressman John Lewis. Beginning today, the civil rights icon and 17-term congressman died a week ago after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 80 years old. Memorials are planned over the next week in Alabama, as well as Washington, D.C., and in Atlanta. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All of the players for the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees took a knee before the playing of the national anthem last evening ahead of the first MLB game of the regular season. After the players were introduced, a video played of actor Morgan Freeman reading a speech written by Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Andrew McCutchen and his wife Maria. None of the players knelt during the anthem itself. The Food and Drug Administration is expanding its recall of hand sanitizers to now include at least 75 brands. The FDA says there's been a big increase in hand sanitizers labeled to contain ethyl alcohol or ethanol, and they actually contain methanol, also known as wood alcohol. The problem is methanol that's absorbed through the skin can cause blindness, and it can kill if it's swallowed. One of the brands included in the recall, Bloomin' Clear Advanced, has already been recalled by Walmart, Costco, and BJ's Wholesale Club. And let the countdown begin for the release of KFC Crocs. They go on sale next Tuesday, $60 a pair. Fans will not only look like they're wearing a striped bucket of chicken on their feet, but the shoes also come with two removable drumsticks. You can't make this stuff up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour on the air now with Dr. Ken Kronos. We get our podcast as well every week, which is a sort of a shortened version of our discussions about the research that Ken has either done himself or that he's found and how it implies some sort of value to you. And that's why we talk about it here on Good Day Health. So I mentioned a few minutes ago that with what you're saying and what others are saying, the fact this is going to be with us, I've all along said that we've reacted to this in the wrong way and been kind of silly and way too political, all of the things that have encroached on our lives no matter what the issues. So here we have an economy in danger. Not only that, but we have education in danger. What youngsters are doing with their time, what are they learning, if anything, from the various methods that have been used by teachers who have been told they can't go to class, you got to do this on screens, and yada. So it seems to me that opening up schools or putting people's lives back in order with some precautions makes sense. What do you think?
Okay. What I think is we need to get the politics out of all this and just rely on the science. We need to look at the risk of opening versus the risk of not opening and realize that there are going to be some outliers. The press are going to put them on the platform, make a big deal about it.
Front page.
It's horrible. But you have to think about what are the risks of not opening the schools to the children. The American Academy of Pediatrics urging the schools to open, realizing the risk of not opening to the kids. And what you need to do is you need to eliminate those teachers, those students who are at risk of getting severe COVID-19. And in the last segment, we went over the risk factors. We can go over them again if we need to. And we need to isolate and protect those with the risk factors for getting severe COVID-19, and the rest of us need to get back to work, we need to get to school, and we need to get our lives moving.
So how do we do that? How do we separate out those people you just described?
I just listed those who have those risk factors should not be in school. They should be and they should be home. But that's a very small segment of the population, and we can really prevent most of this. And there will be a few outliers. You know, Doug, more school-age children since January 1st this year, four times more have died from the flu than from COVID-19. Do we shut the schools down each year because of the flu?
No, we don't. We shouldn't. We've got to wake up to what really is going on, back to the politics.
That's all it is. This is all politics.
It's all the unions. You saw in Los Angeles, a couple of other cities.
It's all politics.
That they said they won't go back to teach. It has nothing to do with COVID, but you've got to do this. You've got to do all kinds of social things. You've got to fix this problem and that problem. The kids, if we wait for that to be settled, the kids will never go back to school, and the teachers are still being paid. It is an outrage what is going on with some of the teachers' unions in some of our districts. Outrageous. Okay, next. Back to going home and the testing. I was talking during my regular DJB Monday through Friday program with the ladies that are on the air with me about the testing, where it's being done, how much more is being done. Normally you have to go somewhere to get tested, right? You got to go to a drugstore, you got to go to some special testing place or the hospital or something. But apparently, there now are at-home kits. Are they any good?
They are. Just all you have to do is go online and Google the COVID-19 at-home test kit, and you'll see some of the choices. And they are good. And they're not the real aggressive one where you stick the swab up into your brain. Just a little swab in both nose. You rotate it about three times in each nostril, and you put it back into the container, and you send it off. It's real easy.
You know, I went to get a treatment the other day from one of my local practitioners that I see with regularity. And before I went into her office, she said, I want to, you know, and this is the first time it's happened to me, that's why I'm talking about it. She had one of the guns, and she took my temperature when I walked through the door, and it was 98.4. And she said, okay, you're all set. And I said, well, it's normally even lower than that, 97.7, 0.9. And she said, well, sometimes when you're moving, you know, you haven't been to see me for a long time, and you're in an environment where maybe the temperature would rise.
Did you just come in from the sun?
It was sunny, yeah. Right. Is it that silly that you influence your temperature, your body is influenced by that stuff?
Well, you had the infrared touchless, when you shoot the gun at your forehead.
Yep.
We're using those in my office also. And they're somewhat affected by the temperature outside. If you've been sitting in the sun for quite a while, it can affect it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving along now with immunity, the focus on immunity. How can we tell? Because sometimes people don't even, I think you said it a few minutes ago, you might have the symptoms, you still can't, you don't test for them. So how does that relate to immunity building up, if we even can? If some of us have an immunity to colds, I haven't had a cold for years, and I don't know that you have either. So is that a function? If our immune system works generally well, can we generally assume that we're not going to get the COVID virus?
I think what you have to do is, more importantly, is look at the risk factors. You're going to get it. The question is, are you going to get the severe form or the other form? and you don't want the severe form of COVID-19, and the other form is either no symptoms, minimal, mild, mild to moderate, and that's very easy to get over. It's the severe form that's a horrible, horrible head-to-toe disease that's the big killer. And it's the risk factors, chronic kidney disease, emphysema, people with lower immune health because of solid organ transplant, obesity, serious heart conditions like heart failure, coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, and sickle cell disease. That's what the key is. Do you have any of those risk factors? And age over 65 to 70, especially over age 70.
Thanks.
You need to wear a mask
twice,
whether you like it or not.
I wear a mask all the time.
Everywhere. With anyone.
Wherever I am. Yep, all the time. Wherever I am. Now, this study in the New England Journal of Medicine that focuses on immunity and when you have it, when you don't have it, how you know you have it, we'll talk about that in a second as we continue here on our Good Day Health Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to keep you informed. Here's some information. One of the things that Ken always advises is that we get a good night's rest. We need to, and if you're not getting enough rest, if you're restless, not sleeping because you're worried about the bills, you're worried about your health, worried about this, that, and the other thing, you need to make your bedroom and your bed, more specifically, as comfortable as possible. And that's where My Pillow comes in. Whether it's the pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets, whether it's the duvet cover, whether it's the mattress cover, whether it's the mattress itself, all of these things are made by MyPillow in America. The pillows are made from 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. They are the standard of the industry. And again, they're made here in our country. Get a 10-year warranty, so that means the products are supposed to last for 10 years, 60-day guarantee. If you don't like them in 2 months, send them back. Who else does that with pillows or anything? Sheets, towels, yeah, the whole thing. Everything's guaranteed. That's what makes me think this is a great company, because they wouldn't stand behind the stuff. It was crap and everybody was sending it back. So do yourself a favor. Go to MyPillow.com and order your pillows, order your sheets, order your towels, order everything that has to do with a great positive experience for you and your pet. You get the pet beds, too, as well at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code at checkout for the BOGO deal. That is buy one, get one free. DJV code MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis. Or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, the immunity quotient. If you have had it, there were a lot of things, a lot of misinformation here, I think, Ken. Can you straighten out from this article in the New England Journal of Medicine how one knows if he or she has been immune because they had it, and does it last forever or not?
Well, it's not so much that it's misinformation. It's just that we don't really yet understand it. And I think in the media, they were trying to expand this little study into implications, which you really can't. Because the area of immunity is still very confusing. It needs to be studied more. There was this article in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, a small study that suggested that COVID-19 immunity might fade after 90 days. So everybody got all excited. You know, how could the vaccine possibly work? Well, it's not that simple. This was a small study. It wasn't totally clear in everybody and how low it got. Simply stated, the immunity, the sustainability, how much you need to stay safe, whether you're going to get it again, is still unclear and needs to be studied. And from the practical standpoint, it doesn't exclude the possibility of an effective and safe vaccine. What it suggests is that you may need a booster, you may need an annual shot like you have now with the flu where it changes and you need a new one, and that still remains to be worked out. And we need more study about all of this. There are right now antibody tests. There's antigen tests. Those are the tests to see whether you're acutely infected. And then there's the antibody test, which tries to figure out if you ever had the infection. And these antibody tests still need to be studied more to see what they mean and to see long-term what they mean. We just don't have the answers yet, but we will. It's an area of very active study.
Why is it important to know whether you have immunity or not?
Well, if it's your get-out-of-jail card, the hope is that after getting your initial illness, you get enough long-term immunity so that your body can then fight off the next virus insult so you don't get it again, and you don't have to even wear your mask, and you can go and live your life and forget about the darn thing. But we don't yet know whether that's true yet, and we can't yet give the get-out-of-jail cards to anybody because this is an area being studied, but that's the hope.
Do you think, I've seen some info on interferon beta treatments for this. That sounds awfully severe, but I must admit I don't know what interferon beta tests or treatment.
There's an inhaled version of that. That is, again, just working on tamping down the immune system in severely ill people. And that is an area that's being studied, and it's not yet clear whether it's safe and effective. There's some suggest from small amount of data that it might be helpful, but the news is still not out. The problem with the severe form is this amazingly overreaction of your immune system, way too much. And so it starts destroying the normal tissue, and when the immune system and the inflammation is exceedingly high, the blood starts to clot, so you get strokes, you start damaging organs, the kidneys, because blood can't flow, and that's what happens in the severe form. This overwhelming inflammation, overwhelming immune response, and the Decadron, the steroids, the interferon may tamp that down and save your life.
All right, if you were a betting man, we got about a minute here where we have to pause again. Would you buy stock in AstraZeneca or some of these other outfits that are working on this Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, any of those outfits? Would you buy their stock?
Well, it's hard to know which one, but I don't want to give out financial advice, but I would be betting on the stock market in general because the economy is going to come back because we're going to have a vaccine, and that's what I'm betting on.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting to see, this is the focus on the drug companies and actually where they are. That's a consideration. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, coming up next. Questions for Dr. Ken.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. The vaccines that are being touted for the disease, for COVID, when I say the disease, does everybody not know what I'm talking about? The disease. Vaccines, maybe. Does it always have to be, this is the question, does it have to be injected with a needle, or sometimes are vaccines administered through capsules?
Liquids. Well, sometimes they're inhaled, but they're usually injected.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Just how they are meant to get into the body. They're usually given into a muscle, and then they're absorbed, and, you know, that's the route. So if you swallow them, you know, there's acid in the stomach, you'd probably disintegrate the vaccine, and it wouldn't be able to smoothly get to your immune system to charge it up. That's probably the reason why you can't give them oral. Although the polio vaccine is given orally, so it really varies.
Okay, then if that's the case, the next question has to do with what people are being given to treat the disease. Why not? I know some of the stuff, if not all of it, comes in capsule form. Why not give the treatments as intravenously as well, needles?
Well, some of them are the dexamethasone, and it just depends on how. Now we're talking pharmacology. We're talking about how to get
the active ingredients to the disease. And with various drugs, it depends on the route is what you're talking about. Is it oral? Is it injection in the soft tissue, in the muscle, in the vein? And the best route depends on the drug, because you don't want the body to disintegrate the active ingredient, and it varies from drug to drug.
All right. So the $64 question following up on that is survival. We've talked about how to not get it, but once you get it, how do you survive? How do you make sure? Is there a treatment? Do you need to go to the hospital? Or is it different depending on each individual case?
Well, the way to survive this is, if you need to be in the hospital, is to get there as soon as possible. And, you know, if you're having trouble breathing, if your symptoms are accelerating hour to hour and not stabilizing, these are really the true indicators that you need to get to the hospital. If you have any question, this is where telehealth helps. You know, call on the phone your provider, call the emergency room. If you are not sure if you need to go in, don't just present, call. And there are plenty of people available with telehealth to help you make that decision.
And if you care to have telemedicine through Dr. Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, you can avail yourself of that easily by calling his office line 352-735-1400. I tell you, that's a public service. There's nobody I'd rather go to or have help from than Ken. 352-735-1400. Let's move on from the continuing focus on COVID. There's a question about whether porn consumption makes it better, easier, or not to have sexual relations.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to help me analyze this study and help me explain the results, but this comes out of the European
Association. Excuse me, are you talking to me?
Well, I don't know if it's from personal experience, but just from intuition. You got your outstanding intuition. Thank but you. From the European Association of Urology virtual congress this week, we learned that more porn consumption actually creates greater erectile dysfunction in European men. And maybe we want to speculate on why that is so.
Maybe. Maybe not.
But...
let's get to
it. Is
something.
What it is.
Yeah, I got it. Good news is wrapped around this question. With all the talk about COVID, what about other mortality rates? For example, around this country and around the world, infant mortality has always been a focal point. What's happening there with those rates?
Amazingly, the very, very young are avoiding deaths from COVID-19, and we still don't understand why. That's going to be one of the mysteries that will be unraveled in the next few months, hopefully. But the good news this week, announced by the CDC, is that American infant mortality rate has hit an all-time low here in America, and that's great news.
Yeah, one would wonder what the ingredients are. We just have better health care. We have, you know, what brings us to that number? Something probably takes a lot more time than we have here. Matter of fact, we're out of time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.